I work for the Canadian Copyright Board that administers an orphan works regime. We're otherwise a little bit like the British Copyright Tribunal as far as our mandate is concerned, except that we preceded it by 21 years. Orphan works issues are nothing new. The Economic Council of Canada predicted that they would eventually cause serious problems almost 40 years ago. Short of a clean exception, there are two ways of protecting users of orphan works. One is to allow the use without prior permission and limit the remedies available to the copyright owner once users carry out some form of due diligence. Compliance is assessed downstream by a court of law. The other is to require the user to obtain upstream a permission that's legally binding on the copyright owner. I wish to comment on why, in my view, the downstream approach comes with risks that may not have been properly assessed. I will also explain the two roles the Copyright Board of Canada can play in developing an orphan works licensing solution. To my knowledge, every orphan works legislation requires that you apply for a permission before using the work. Yet, most of those who speak of orphan works seem to propose a regime where a user can go ahead without a license. Why, I frankly do not know. All I do know is that there are reasons why the downstream approach looks so attractive and the upstream approach so cumbersome, and why this may not be the case in reality. The downstream approach proposed by the American is generally said to require less effort. You're free to use orphan works once you comply with a predetermined statutory requirement, such as a reasonable search. There's no need to apply for a license before a government agency. The upstream Canadian model eliminates risks. The downstream model does not. Neither does it eliminate the need for a decision by a public authority. A court of law will ultimately decide whether the user complied with the regime, and if so, the extent to which he or she will be protected. The step just happens later, after copyright has arguably been violated. The price of error is exposure to all the usual sanctions for copyright violation. By contrast, if the use of the orphan work has been licensed, the user cannot be sued. Admittedly, the problem may be more theoretical than practical, at least when you comply with best search practices. Copyright owners of orphan works rarely surface. If they do, they're generally content with collecting royalties. The few who take offense have to sue you, and then the court can rule that you complied with the conditions as a user, therefore, as a user, you're protected. If not, a judge probably will use statutory damages sparingly, especially if you conducted a search that complies with the best industry practices. Good faith will mitigate damages. The downstream model is not a licensing approach. The upstream model is. By itself, however, it can be cumbersome, unappealing. In Canada, for example, a license is always used for specific identifiable works. So there's no way out of listening for your 2,000 hours of recording. There's no blanket license, no predetermination that certain best practices will be deemed to constitute sufficient research. This does not mean that a Canadian model, even one that requires licensing of specific uses of specific works, cannot be reframed to facilitate mass digitization. In fact, we're doing so in at least two ways. First, the board has sought to develop with certain mass users, such as libraries, research protocols and licensing models that make it possible to achieve reasonable searches in a minimum of time. In the analog world, this allowed us to license the use of several thousand titles by an arm of the National Library of Canada. A new model, better adapted to the digital environment, is currently being discussed with the Bibliothèque et Archives Nationales du Québec. Second, at least one collective management organization wishes to use the Canadian Orphan Works regime to deal with a dysfunction in the mechanical licensing market. In Canada, as a matter of course, record labels produce cover versions of existing songs without seeking the copyright owner's permission. When the song is in the repertoire of a collective society, things get settled. When it's not, things get complicated. The heirs of reputed jazzman Chet Baker, who happened to live in Toronto, have filed a class action to challenge this practice, sometimes referred to as the pending list. The collectives have offered to act as the label's agents in researching orphan works owners and applying for licenses before the board. The way in which this could be done digitally through the internet without paper has already been discussed between the collectives and the board and is currently under consideration. Other licensing approaches can allow to deal in whole or in part with orphan works issues. Compulsory licensing is one. Extended collective licensing is another. Personally, I prefer market solutions. I also think that those market solutions are possible in Canada with the help of the board and without the need for legislative amendments. I've explained this in a paper that will be available to you online on the conference website. In that model, a CMO would apply to the board for a tariff that provides for a contractual extended collective licensing coupled with an indemnity clause. Whether Canadian law allows this to happen has not been determined. It remains an open issue, though some copyright specialists believe this is possible. What about the Canadian orphan works regime as a licensing option, then? It's one of the oldest, and it's certainly the one that's been the most used. Institutions contemplating mass uses are considering whether to take advantage of the board's licensing process. The process can be adapted to minimize the time and cost associated with issuing specific licenses. Dealing with a digital work increases the number of transactions, but it also decreases the time and money required to deal with each specific application. Some have said, actually a lot of people have said, that the Canadian regime is a failure. The number of applications probably represents a tiny fraction of a percentage point of overall uses of orphan works in Canada. The amount of royalties is low. In my humble view, however, this analysis is a little bit too facile. The regime has the merits of existing. Its existence itself can be an encouragement to comply with copyright. The fact that apparently all countries that have an orphan works solution have chosen the same approach as Canada upstream may be telling. The Canadian regime may very well need to be improved upon, but I don't think it can be discarded out of hand.